Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Golem. While theatre is primarily about the words and the performances, I never cease to be amazed by some of the inventive ideas that set designers come up with for modern theatre. But they have to be careful, of course, that their work doesn't overshadow the play and end up making it a case of style over substance. Luckily, that cannot be said of this visually stunning production from Theatre Group 1927 that serves up an eye-popping blend of performance, animation and music. The show, which had its UK premiere at the Young Vic last year and has now deservedly transferred to the Trafalgar Studios, focuses on the life of Robert, played by Shamira Turner, a young man unlucky in love and stuck in a mundane job, who seems unable to break free from his equally underachieving group of friends and dysfunctional family. But Robert's life is transformed when he buys a golem, a clay man who will carry out our hero's every command without question. That is, until the balance shifts and the line between who is master and who is servant becomes decidedly blurred. It's a cautionary tale of how technology is taking over our lives, rather than us using it to our advantage. And as we strive for a stress-free utopia with machines doing all the work, we actually create more woe as we strive for the latest must-have upgrade. As a message, it doesn't really offer anything that hasn't been said before, but in the hands of the five strong cast, along with writer-director Suzanne Anrad's witty script and Paul Barrett's very clever design, it becomes a wonderfully entertaining and often poignant piece of theatre. The actors perform throughout in front of a large screen onto which is projected their environment. This is given a further three-dimensional feel by small screens carried on and off under cover of darkness onto which more images are projected. The large screen also contains a door through which characters can pop their head, so we have real people actually within the animated film. The level of invention is a wonder to behold, and the choreography that allows the cast to interact with projected images is seamless. A step, an arm or a head placement ever so slightly in the wrong place would ruin the effect, but it never does. It has to be said, though, that even at just 90 minutes, there's an argument to be made that the play is a tad too long and that the message risks becoming repetitive. I feel that it could have easily lost about 15 minutes and still been effective. But one never tires of the superb visuals, and the terrific performances manage to keep it engrossing. Golem is at the Trafalgar Studios until the 22nd of May. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.